Blog Talk Radio.
I'm hoping that everybody is enjoying their night. It's Friday, which means that we start off the weekend just right, hearing some positive messages. And this is The Gail Show, coming from Long Island, New York. Right now, we are listening to the host, Diala, and this is Costa Rica. We are, waiting for, a few people to call in to start the show. We're hoping that we'll have a great weekend, that God is good, and we have to keep praying for good days ahead. That's what I have to do. So I'm hoping that everybody else can be encouraged and encourage others as well to continue to pray for one another and help one another to get through, the hard times that everybody goes through in life. But Ms. Felk, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So take over.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Evening. To everyone that's listening in, we thank you for this day. We thank God for this day, for this hour that he allowed us to be,
yes, Lord,
to come before you all. And we ask right now that before we get started, that you would be in a quiet place so that you're able to hear the program tonight. And if you can put your phone on mute. We don't want you to miss anything. We don't want you to miss what God has to say tonight. And we just want to thank everyone that's on right now. So we're going to open up our program this evening with some scriptures. And I'm going to be reading from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 1st to the 3rd verse, and then the 6th verse. And then I'll be going to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But without faith, this is verse 6, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
And then we go into 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We know God's word is already blessed. And we ask this evening that if you have a need, if you have a press, something that's pressing on your heart, something that you want God to do for you, this is your time that you could bring it to him as Elder James takes us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
If everyone is ready, we can call on our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father. We come into you one more time, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We come to give you glory and honor and to praise your holy name, Lord God. We come before you as your humble servants and light, Lord God.
Yes.
See your will and your way in our lives, my Father. Oh, my Father, we call on you 11 nights. We never called on you before, Lord God. We just come to ask you, Lord God Almighty, to forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown tonight, Lord God. But while we're in your holy presence, Lord God Almighty, ask everyone that's under the sound of my voice, every loved one, everyone on the sick list, Lord God, everyone that's on the prayer list, Lord God Almighty, we leave them and bring them to the altar tonight, Lord God Almighty. We put them in your hands, Lord Jesus, and that you, Lord God, will work everything all right, Lord God, because somebody need a healing. Somebody need a deliverance.
Yes,
somebody need a way out, Lord God. Somebody need a touch. Somebody need to hear your voice tonight, Lord God. We put it all on the altar tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
And we leave it all there, my Father, because you in charge of it all, Lord God. Because we look to the hills tonight. from which cometh our help, and our help come from you, Lord God Almighty. But while we're in your holy presence, Lord God Almighty, we ask you to bless the speaker tonight, Lord God. Everyone that bring forth a word, Lord God, tonight, let it come from you, Lord God. Bless them with your anointing, my Father, and let the word flow like rivers of living water, Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
Let it come forth to ascertain the need of everyone, Lord God, that need a word from you, Lord God Almighty. We ask you to bless every household, Lord God, that's on the phone tonight. God, everyone that's near and far, Lord God, and that you go in there and rest through the fire, Lord God, and let your sweet Holy Spirit work everything on right, Lord God. Because we're standing on your word, Lord God, for where you brought us. We're standing on your word, Lord God, for where you're taking us, Lord God. Because we're looking for you, Lord God.
Yes, hallelujah.
To guide and lead us, Lord God, in every direction, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, allow the Holy Spirit to be in the midst of us tonight, Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, I ask you to send down the fire. And Lord God, let us bring down heaven, Lord God, all the blessings and things that need to be to ascertain our needs tonight.
Jesus.
Jesus' name. And we seal it with the precious blood of our Lord and Master. And we say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Elder James,
Lord.
Thank you.
No,
for
thank God.
Tonight, we thank you. And those that are listening in, I pray that you heard the prayer as it came forth tonight. And whatever your need was, that God will hear and answer. We're going to speak tonight. Our topic is going to be on faith. And it's something that we all should have is some faith. So we're going to ask right now, we have our speaker that's going to come to us first tonight will be Evangelist Natasha Davis speaking on faith.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God. I'm speaking on faith tonight, and we're talking about faith. You have to have faith. Faith is something that you build up. When you start talking to God, when you have a relationship with God. And also faith is when you go through like trials or tribulations, things, and you have to believe that God is going to bring you out of the situation. You don't see it right then and there, but through your faith, because we walk by faith like Evangelist Belch was saying, we walk by faith and not by sight. And you have to believe in your heart that whatever you pray for, whatever you ask God for, that God is going to do it, no matter what the situation looks like. Because the enemy will come in and try to cloud your mind. He will come in and try to make you have doubt. But by your faith, believing in God, having that relationship with God, that you go, don't worry, you don't move, you don't budge, you stand firm, flat-footed, knowing that God has a situation under control. That's through your faith. That's through knowing that God has moved and has delivered you out of situations previously. Faith is something that you build on each and every day of your life when you wake up and you pray and you ask God to bring you throughout the day, and he brings you out through the day. Or you could just be thinking on something, and the Lord do it maybe that evening or through the following week. The Lord has answered the prayer. But that's our faith, faith in him. God said, don't put your trust in man or human or kings or princes, but put your trust in him. Put all your trust and your love and your faith in God, and God will supply the need. He will open up that door for you. He will touch people to be a blessing to you. He'll use even your enemies to be a blessing to you. They might not understand why they're doing it, but because of your faith, because of you believing God, because you're putting everything in God and trusting God, he's going to work the situation out.
Yes.
He will do it. Now, faith is also when you praying and you're seeking God and you're asking God to lead and guide and direct you in situations in your life, you put God first. You ask God, Lord God, is this your will for my life, God? Is this the way that you want me to go or do? And he'll do it for you. He will answer you. Through faith, God will answer you. He will show you exactly what you need to do and what you need not to do. And you're asking God, is this the way that you want me to go? Is this what you want me to say? Or this is how you want me to do it? He will answer the prayer, or he'll send somebody to you to give you that answer that you're seeking. But
yes,
you have to believe. You have to put
yes.
God first. You have to seek him out. You have to say, Lord, show it to me, and he'll show it to you. You have to ask God for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide, and he'll direct you in all truth and which way to go by your faith. Because like you said, we walk by faith and not by sight. You don't, because you don't see it, that don't mean that God is not going to do it. He will do it, but it's just a faith walk. And sometimes this walk, it's a lonely walk. It just be you and Jesus. But by your faith, you know that God is there. We can't see God, but we know God is there because we know he's real because of what he has done in our lives. And that's how we know that he is real, because he has answered prayer, because he has made ways out of no ways for us. Sometimes when you didn't have no money in your pocket, God made the way. He touched somebody. Sometimes when we didn't have food on our table, God made the way.
Mm-hmm.
He touched somebody to be a blessing to you. Sometimes when you was low in your spirit and you didn't have nobody to talk to, so God made a way that somebody may have called you or stopped by to give you an encouraging word. So it's a faith walk, just looking to God and asking God to work the situation out. Even with your children, sometimes you can't reach a child, but God will put somebody in their life that will reach them. And you say, Lord, I thank you, you know, by faith that they did it.
Yeah.
And the same way he do it for you, he'll do it. He'll do it for your kids. He'll do it even on your job. Sometimes on your job, everything's not going well. But God will touch on your job to open up that door and turn situations around. But you got to believe God. You got to put him first. You got to seek him. You got to cry out to the Lord. Go into your secret closet and by faith say, Lord, I'm giving it over to you. Because I know, God, you're going to do it. I know, God, you're going to work out the situation. Lord, I know, God, you're going to turn it around, because he has everything that we need. Because everything belongs to God.
Amen.
It don't belong to us. He only lent it to us for a season. We're only in each other's life for a season. And when that season is up, then we move on to the next season. The higher heights and deeper debt in God. And we, as people of God, as children of God, have to seek God and ask God, Lord, is this thy will for my life, God? You show me, God. You direct me, God. By faith, God, I'm believing in you. Not in me, because when we do it, we make a mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the human side. The human side want to do it, but we have to let God do it, because we'll make a mess, and we have to take that trial. We have to take that test all over again. And it's hard when you got to do a test over again, but we just wait on God.
Yes.
And we just let God do it, and we just let God take control. It'll work out every time. It may not come when we want it to come. It may not happen when we want it to happen. But when it happens, it's on time. Because God is an on-time God.
Yes.
He's a God that cannot lie. He's a God that won't leave you. He's a God that won't forsake you. He's a father to the fathers and a mother to the mothers. He's our best friend. But we as men, as women, and children of God have to wait on God. That's the hardest thing for us to do, is to wait on God. He said, wait on him, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. But we got to wait on him.
Amen.
By faith. Everything is by faith now. And reading your word and studying your word. Because the word is in us. We are the church, but we go to the building to get strength, but by faith. It's a faith walk each day. Because once you leave the church, that don't mean you leave God. in the church, but you take God with you. By faith, you're walking with him, you're talking with him, you're asking him each and every day, Lord, have thine own way. Because Sister Sally ain't doing right, that don't mean you do what Sister Sally doing. You do what God tells you to do. Never mind what the other one ain't doing. You do what God tells you to do. And he'll bless us. He'll bless you. He'll work out every situation that you need. He will work it out. He said, let the wheat and the tear grow together. And he will separate. God do separation, not us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We have to let God do it. By faith, we let God do it. And God is doing it. He'll work it out. He'll turn the situation around for you. But we got to let God do it.
Yeah.
We got to let him do it. And
yes,
then we have
Lord.
To put on the whole armor of God. We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet. We have to put on the shoes. We have to have the Bible, which is our sword and our weapon. And when you step out there in the world, you got to know what you're talking about, because people will try you to see if you know what you're talking about. And that's why we say, Lord, you know, by faith, give me what to say to the people out in the world. Because the devil know the Bible.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll try to trick you up. So you got to know, really know that man. You got to know that man for yourself. So when you do step out there and you do talk to people, you know what you're talking about. Lord, by faith, God, give me what to say to this individual.
Yes.
You, Jesus, yes, yes. I hear that, like you said, Evangelist Davis, that even trials or tribulations may come upon us. And sometimes God puts them there to test our faith and just to see, to prove and see how real is our faith in him. Things happen to us, and we sometimes don't understand why. And even sometimes we may question God, well, why me? But he's not going to put no more on us than we can bear. And then He, you know, faith, they say, is belief in the one true God without actually seeing him. Now, we don't see God, but we believe in him. We know from the beginning of time that he did everything and everything was done in the time that he wanted to do. And by faith, we believe it because we believe the word and we believe the word. So we believe it.
Amen.
And the faith that we have knowing that this God, this same God, this God that is going to lay us down tonight, is that by faith we believe he's going to wake us up in the morning. And that's having faith in somebody that we don't even see, but we know that he's there.
Mm.
So, Elder James?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Talking about faith.
We were talking about faith. But in order for you to have any faith, first you must love him. Or you can even get into faith in your heart. Because when you love him, it's just like your children loving you. When they love you, they got faith in you that you will provide the things that they need. But first, you must love who Jesus is, because we love his word. Our children stands on our word, that we stand on the word of God. And the only way to accept the word of God, we must love God to accept his word. Because once you accept his word, then your faith start to build. And when your faith start to build, you know that word will stand up for you. Because whatever God said, it shall be done. Because he brought the world into sight by his word.
Amen.
If he can bring the world into sight by his word, he can accomplish everything in your life by his word. But you must have that love for him, love for his word, his strength in your faith. Your faith will have you to stand in all times of weather and trouble. All circumstances and situations going to touch our lives because we are only human, and this is part of life. But the whole thing about it, by us being the children of God and who our Father is, and standing on his word for the love that we have for him, we can deal with every circumstance and situation that comes our way. We think that we can't, but we can. Because once you put it in his hands, and leave it there and say, Lord, my God, you are my Father. Take care of this for me. Because when he died on the cross, he said it was finished for every situation in your life, for every pain and hurt in your life. It is finished. He died for our sins. He died for our sicknesses. He died for everything that may come our way. But I'm telling you right now, in order to get that faith, you must love him. And if you don't love him, you can't have no faith. If I ain't got don't have no love for my parents, I don't have no faith in my parents. Don't these things go arm in arm. And when you love God, you keep his word. And when you keep his word, it strengthens your heart and your mind for the faith that you have in him. So the beginners and new people and old people that's in Christ, it's the love that you have for our Father that he will accomplish everything in our life that we need to be accomplished. Because we are standing on his word when we say our faith is in the Lord. We're standing
Amen.
On his promises. We all had promises that God had given us somewhere down the line. It may not have come yet, but maybe it's not our time yet. God said we can't, he give us no more than we need at this particular moment in time. We may want this and that, but it's not time for it yet. His time is his time. His time is perfect. Our time is not. So when you put our faith in God, we got to have patience.
Yes.
You don't have patience to wait on his will and his way in your life and allow the Holy Spirit to shape and mold you for what he's about to give you. We'll never make it because standing on his word means a whole lot of faith. Even when you're weak, you must stand on his word. When things don't
Amen.
Come your way at the time, we still got to stand on his word. Our faith has got to be strong in the one that built heaven and earth. Because we don't have no faith in him. We're wasting our time by praying. We're wasting our time by going to church. We're wasting our time by sitting on this phone. And we have no faith in God. We can't rush God. We want things our way when we want it. But this is not Burger King. This is God's way, God's kingdom. We must stand on his word in what we do. We look in that mirror every morning. My Father, I got faith in you for me to make it through the day. When that circumstance come upon our life, Lord God Almighty, I got faith that you will handle this situation.
Yes.
When your children at it, Lord God, I got faith that you would take care of it, Lord God. When things not working out on our job, Lord, I got faith that you would make a way out of no way for me. Lord God, I got a faith in you that you will open this door that need to be opened and close
yes,
the one that need to be closed. That's what we're going to look at right now. The people of God. Because, see, the word of God is not for the world. The word of God is for his people. The world
Amen.
Will look at the way we live and pull from the way we live and the things that we do. But the word of God is only for God's people. So when we go to approach someone, let our lives speak for the things that we do.
Amen, amen.
Our faith in him, not in man.
Yes.
The way we act, the way we talk, for be godly.
Amen.
But we are Christians in Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to step back. I'm stepping back.
Elder James said that in order to have that faith, we must love God first.
Yes.
And we can't have faith if we don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we must have love for his word, he said.
Yeah.
And we got to stand on his word. He was telling us that the things that God does for us, we have the faith to believe in him, to believe that he's going to make a way out of no way for us. When things don't seem right, we have the faith to know that God's going to make it right. And he said, like, he has the faith that he will close doors that need to be closed and open doors that need to be opened. And by having faith in God, we believe him. We trust him. But we have to lean and depend. We lean and depend on him because he's only our only source of help. And we do this by faith and whatnot. And some may say, well, I've asked so much and things don't seem to be working out for me. But you have to have the faith to believe that God is going to hear and answer your prayer.
Amen.
And if you don't have that faith and whatnot, you can't please him. If you go to him and then you turn around and don't have the faith to believe that he's going to hear and he's going to handle it, then you really don't have no faith.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. mouth service that you're doing. But when you truly believe from your heart and soul that I've turned it over to God,
yes,
and I'm
going to
leave it there because he going to hear and he going to answer. And I believe that he's going to answer. He may not do it right away, but he's going to answer me.
Oh, yes.
One way or the other. It may not be the answer that I want, but it'll be the answer that that is needed for me. And
amen.
By faith, I'm going to believe this.
Yes, Lord God.
And I thank you for that word. I thank you too, Evangelist Davis, for the word about faith, because it's important that those that are listening in tonight understand that we can't do anything without having faith.
Amen.
Amen.
And belief that things are going to work out for us, because we'd just be running around here confused and not knowing what to do. But then if we believe in the man who knew us before we knew ourselves, then we won't have to worry about. We just sit back and wait, because he said he will handle it. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So by faith, we have to believe this. We have to believe this word that he said.
Amen.
We're going to ask Brother Larry Height to come before us, please, and speak on faith.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen, my brother.
Yeah, I mean, I heard a lot of good things on faith, you know, and, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, and I was thinking about faith, because faith is definitely a good word for me tonight, you know, because I was thinking about faith, and I was thinking about myself, and I was thinking about how things has been going good for me, and since I've been in Christ, right? And I've been thinking about how my faith been so strong when things was going good, you know. And then I had to reevaluate myself, you know, because, you know, if my faith is good when things is going right, then my faith should still be good when I don't think things is going to go right.
Amen.
You know? And because no matter what, you're supposed to have faith, whether it's good or whether it's bad.
Amen.
You still got to have faith.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And I was thinking, you know, because I've been hearing a lot of things about Job, right? And this is even before, like, I have my faith tested. You know, I was thinking about Job, right? Because I kept hearing this about Job. You know, people kept saying, you know, read Job. You know what I'm saying? And then I was hearing Job in certain songs and stuff, right? And then I decided, I said, well, you know what? You know, I keep hearing this Job thing, you know, so let me just read Job and see what Job was about, you know. And, you know, after reading Job, because, you know, Job was a man who was a servant of God and who was blameless and upright and who feared God and shunned evil. You know, he was God's servant, and he did exactly what God wanted him to do.
Yes.
You know, no matter what, he stayed on God, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
But at the same time, you know, angels came before the Lord, and Satan came with him, you know. And Satan was back and forth from the earth, you know what I'm saying? I guess he was trying to get people to do what he does, you know, come to the bad side, you know. But, you know, God questioned them, like, why are you here, you know? And he told him, he said, well, have you considered my servant Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he know that the only reason why he was back and forth is because he's trying to, you know, bring evil on whoever he was trying to bring it on. You know,
yeah.
He was trying to get them to come over to his side instead of the side of the righteous and the truth, which is the Lord. You know,
yeah.
So God gave him permission.
Mm-hmm.
Because without God's permission, he couldn't have done the things he'd done to Job. You know, God gave him permission to do whatever he needed to do to Job to see if Job would change his faith towards God, you know. And Satan took everything from Job. I mean, Satan took everything, you know, from family to riches, you know, to his house, you know, even put plague on him and you know, almost near death. He was almost near death. But Job, through all of that, he still had faith in God. He still loved God. He still, you know, did what God wanted him to do, you know. And myself, you know, I had to take a look at that. Like, here's a man, you know, that had everything taken from him, you know, and he still had faith in God, you know, even when it was all gone, you know. And me, I'm sitting here saying to myself, like, you know, that I'm sitting here losing faith on something that's not even that big, you know. And I'm getting aggravated and frustrated and bent out of shape, you know, when I shouldn't be, you know, because God giveth and God taketh away.
Yes.
You know, what God gives me, can't nobody take but him, you know. And if there's something that I'm supposed to get and I don't get it, that means that God has other plans for me.
Amen.
You know, so for me, I had to reevaluate myself and reevaluate my faith. And where do I put my faith? Do I just only have faith when it comes to good things? Or do
all right.
Faith, period, you know what I'm saying, in God on everything, because none of that stuff is possible without him.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, and like, you know, I was thinking how, you know, I was trying to, you know, separate the two, like the faith I put in the world and in man, and then the faith I put in God, because there is a separation, but really, like, the faith I put in the world and the faith I put in man, you know, whether it happens the way it's supposed to happen or anything, you know, it has to come from God first, because God created man and God created earth, you know. So it has to come from him first. First of all, my faith has to be in God.
Yeah.
All everything, you know, here and up above belongs to him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So me, I just made up my mind that, you know what I'm saying, if I'm gonna be this man in Christ that I'm supposed to be, then I can't change. I have to do what Christ do. He doesn't change.
Amen.
You know, I have to stay on, you know, on him. I have to keep myself on him.
Yeah.
And I have to keep my faith in him, you know, because that's what's going to take me to where I need to be.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
You know, so I just want to speak on that, you know, because, you know, I was going through a little something with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody tonight has enlightened me on certain things, you know. And then with me reading Job, you know, it even, like, put the icing on the cake, you know, for me. That regardless to whatever happens, I have to still have faith, you know. Cause,
amen.
You know, it's not about the person, and it's not about the situation or the thing. It's about God.
Yeah.
It's about God. And as long as I keep my faith on God and my focus on Him, you know, anything is possible. You know? So I'm going to step down now and let somebody else speak. And I just want to say thank y'all for letting me, you know, say my piece about faith.
That's why, Brother Larry, that's why James tells us to consider it pure joy when we fall into trials. Because they say the testing of our faith produces perseverance and matures us.
Amen.
And it provides us with the evidence that our faith is real. So, see, sometimes when you're going through, and like you said, you were going through this week and whatnot, but your faith didn't falter by the wayside. You still knew that God is going to step in and take control of whatever need the situation is. And it just goes to show you that it gives you evidence that your faith is real, that you believe in the true and living God, that you believe that He will handle every situation that you have.
Amen. Yes.
And whatnot. So we just have to we have to take it as it comes. And we can't walk around with our head down. We can't blame nobody when things don't work out right. We have to take it as it comes because, see, sometimes when things don't come the way it should be, it's because God got something better for us.
Yes. Amen.
And anything that He wants us to have, nobody can stop us from getting. If it's ours, God's going to give it to us.
Yes.
Whatnot. We just have to believe, lean, and depend on Him and believe Him. And that's evidence of your faith, believing in Him. Even when you spoke on Job, Job lost his family, his children, even his wife told him to curse God.
Yes.
He lost everything.
Yes, he did.
But Job didn't give up. His friends even told him that he was crazy. You know, they didn't want him to go through this. They seen him suffer. But he was suffering for a cause.
Yes.
And the faith he had, God brought him through.
Yes,
I think about Abraham. Abraham took his son Isaac, and he was going to take him up here and give him as a sacrifice offering. But I believe he had the faith to know that God was going to take care of him. And God took care of him. Because God seen how faithful he was. And he brought his son, but he will leave the boy there. And the Lord stepped in.
Yes.
And see, that's having faith. Here you got his his wife, an old woman, Abraham old. But she had this baby. She didn't believe she was going to have this baby. But God knew and God told her. But they had the faith to realize and understand that this is what God said. And by faith, this baby was born. They believed.
Amen. Amen.
So we have to believe. We have to lean and depend on God and on His word and believe it and whatnot. And remember what James said. We got to consider it pure joy.
Yes, Lord.
And there is times when we're tested. I'm tested. Everybody is tested. If somebody say God ain't testing, there's something wrong with them.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
You know, because we all go through and whatnot. There ain't no perfect person out here. We're all going through. By faith, we made it through. We made it.
Amen. Yes.
Sister James, are you on?
No, she's not on tonight, dog. She's not on.
Okay, all right.
I was listening to what y'all were saying. You know, everybody kind of tend to forget what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
Not that you have them yet, but you're hoping for.
Right, amen.
And the substance of things hoped for, and God haven't given it to us yet. Evidence of things not seen. The evidence of Jesus himself. He provided for you before, he'll provide for you again. He never left us off a sinker. He gave it to us at his time, not when we want it. If God gave us everything we want when we wanted it, what would we be able to do with it?
Amen.
We always want this, we always want that. We want things done this way, we want things done at this number of times. If God did all that for you, what would we do?
Right.
Where would our faith?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about it. God will take care of it anyway. You start losing your will and your walk with God if God provided you for everything when you wanted it. We as a people, servants of God, we got to learn how to be patient and live the kind of life God wants us to live. So he's clear about handing us these things.
Amen.
God didn't give you something he don't know if you can take care of or not.
Yeah.
You have to prove yourself to God like God already proved himself to us.
Amen.
But we ask for these things. Have we done anything to receive these things?
Uh-huh. Amen.
So when God gives you a blessing, it's a reward for you trusting him.
Yes.
It's called you had that love for him that he would provide for you what you needed when you needed it. It's not when we want it or how we want it. Like I said before, this is not Burger King. Joe, if anybody in the world or in heaven had a reason to turn their back on God, was Joe.
Yes.
He lost his family. He lost all his wealth. And
yes.
His friends come telling him he must have did something wrong when he knows he didn't do nothing wrong. And his wife had a nerve to cuss God and already go ahead and die. But he stood there saying, this is my father that gave me all these things, and I will not curse him.
Amen.
You foolish. Like God said, his servant, Job. He'd have never put Job in that position if he knew Job couldn't handle it.
Yes.
He knew Job was strong enough to deal with that situation. So whatever Job went through, we know we can stand whatever God put us through.
Amen. Yes.
So that faith is about to stand. Because he's the God before, he's the God now, he'll be the God after.
Amen.
Everything we see around us and that we have, we may not think we got nothing, but we got a roof over our head, we got shoes on our feet, we got clothes on our back, and we got food on our table.
Sure.
So we
Amen.
Got no reason not to have no faith in the Lord.
Amen.
He wakes us up every morning, allows
Amen.
Us to see a day to have a closer walk with him. He have our right mind now. He have our reasonable health and strength. So why would our faith fail?
Amen.
At the cross, he said it was finished. So why would our faith fail?
Yes.
All we got to do is walk in it.
That's right.
Amen.
Walk therein.
So when you're walking in the faith, in the will of God, you're walking by faith. But like I can say, faith is everything the things hoped for.
Yes.
The things not seen. You haven't seen it yet, but you're hoping that it's going to be. And if it's going to be, God's going to provide it.
Oh, yeah.
Step back.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the word of God said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you got to have faith. You got to have faith in order to please God. The word of God is telling you that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word.
Yes.
Word of God. So as you hear the word of God and as you read the word of God, you got to have faith in God and know that he's going to do it for you. That's
you
right.
have to. You have to get that personal relationship with God.
Yes.
Don't mind if mama ain't got it, daddy ain't got it, husband ain't got it, wife ain't got it, kids don't have it. You got to get it. Because when you leave this earth, it's you and Jesus. When you stand before that man, nobody can stand before God but you. He don't ask you what your wife did, what your husband did, what your children did. It's you and him. And you're going to have to stand before him. He's going to ask you what you did. And you can't say because my son didn't do it or my daughter didn't do it or my husband, my wife didn't do it or my friend didn't do it. We was all born here alone and we all going to go back alone. So you got to get that relationship with God for yourself. I mean, we could pray for one another. We can. We could pray for one another. You could pray for your family, your loved ones and stuff. But if they don't go, you got to go. God said, get your house in order. That means yourself in order. Pray for the loved ones, but you got to get yourself in order because we don't know the day, the hour, or the time when this man going to come back.
Amen. That's right.
And you want to be ready so when he come back, he can say, come on in, good and faithful servant. You know, you've done well. You don't want to tell him, you want him to say, depart from me, I know you not.
That's why we have to spend time with God. We have to spend time in his word and spend some time with him. We can find time to look at the TV, to read the paper, and every time you pick up that, ain't nothing but a bunch of heartache in it. But we need to spend some time with God, some time with the Word. And we don't understand what it means to have faith, if we get into God's Word, we can find it. We can understand it because it's there. His Word is like a road map to us. It'll direct us any place we need to go. And we can read. Even in Hebrews is a book of faith. And we can find it there. We can look there. We can pick out there certain things we can pick out for ourselves. That's why sometimes I would sit down and I hear people say, you know, God told me this and, you know, the Lord spoke to me. And I used to wonder, well, how come he spoke to them? I didn't hear him speak to me at all. But then I had to come to that realization that I have to, what is that, peace be still. I have to sit and be quiet in order to hear him. I can't hear him if I'm busy, if I'm moving about, if I'm going through a lot of changes. I have to go to myself by myself and get his word and then sit down and meditate on his word and listen.
Amen.
And I realize that if you listen, he will speak to you.
Yes, he will.
He will speak to you. And you have to be able to listen because he's not screaming out to you, but he's saying he's talking with a sweet voice.
Yes, he is.
And so we have to listen. And I, by faith, I believe this. I believe it.
Yep.
I believe, like, everything that's happening now. This is all by faith. We be that God made this possible. And I believe everything he did and everything he's going to do. I just, it's a good thing when we talk about faith. And I just want, you know, just jump on in, anybody who want to say something, and just go ahead and say what you have to say. Because it's an open forum for us. We're just all talking what faith really means to each and every one of us.
I wanted to mention something. Go ahead,
Doll,
please.
Mrs. Bell.
Yes.
All the callers that are listening. You know, I wanted to say one thing. I agree with you when you say that you make time to watch TV shows. You know, people also make time to listen to music and watch those TV shows that are, you know, not really appropriate for us to be watching, but we watch it anyway for entertainment sometimes. But you know, I agree with you, said as well. That's very true, Bamboo, though, what you said, because we do have to get in our quiet time and listen to God's word and listen to him. You know, be at peace of mind and meditate, like you said, and pray. That is so true. Thank you for pointing that out. we do have to be careful, you know, with our grandchildren, you know, our children, what they watch and what they see, because it makes them feel a different type of way. If you, you know, really watch them and you start to observe, you know, because I did some research on that. It's true. Them spirits, they travel with TV and everything, you know, through your house. You got to be careful what you let your kids watch and what you watch, you know, too. So just keep on praying. You're right. We have to have faith that God's going to work it out.
Amen.
A lot of stuff to be, you know. Like you said, when you look in the news, it's sad. And that is sad. That's sad. Every time I look at the news, it's always sad news, always negative stuff going on. It's just a shame. So we got to keep praying, you know. That's what I believe.
Yeah, we have to keep praying. And then, you know, when things seem to be going wrong in our life, it's always that wrong other person come up to try to convince us that it's just the way it seems to be going. But we have to believe that it's going to be better. And we have to pray and take it to God.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
I didn't make two comments on what the young lady was saying a while ago about the TV program. We also must let them see the kind of life that we live.
Yes.
We want our children to grow up in God. They got to let them see our life. Because they're going to imitate the things that we do.
Amen.
That's right.
About reading the Word of God. But the more you read the Word of God, the more you get to know Him. The more you get to know Him, the more you love Him. The more you love Him, the more you trust Him.
Yeah. And, you know, you start to lose friends because, you know, sometimes you talk about it with your friends and family and they don't understand where you're coming from and how you're changing, how God is molding you into seeing and noticing things. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because this word is not for the world. The thing that's going on in the world don't really concern us.
That's right.
We have to deal with it, but it don't concern us.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a different world anyway. We're in the world of God. The world has so much confusion. If you deal with it too long, it'll have you believing like they are believing.
That's right. Amen.
You'll start questioning the things of God. Why is this happening? Nothing happening unless the permissive will of God allows this to happen.
Amen.
So we just have to let the world do what it do, and we do what we do.
Yeah.
We keep the people in the world in prayer, hoping that they come near to God and draw near to Him. But we can allow the world to sidetrack us in our lives.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The world is the world, and we are God's children.
Amen.
We are God's children. Yeah. To handle everything in our lives. He got a hedge of protection around all of His children. All we got to do is stay there, be patient, pray, and have faith in Him. Let the world do what we do.
Amen.
It's a wonderful thing. I'm going to enjoy myself with the Lord. I ain't got time for this old world.
All right, Elder James, I hear you.
Yes, sir. I hear you, too.
I hear you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
If you spending all the time with God, and whatnot, you ain't got no time for this world.
Amen.
No, you don't.
That's right.
You don't have no time for, and I don't have no time for all, you know, it's too much negativity going on and whatnot.
You try
to connect yourself with people that think and feel the same way you do. So you know that the Word of God is continuing surrounding you. It keeps surrounding you because anything that's good, you try to keep it with you.
Amen.
Bad always grabbing hold to you. Want to grab hold and whatnot. But you, what they say, the word says you shun the very presence of evil. And you just keep on, you know, doing what you have to do. And even so, I thank you, Sierra, for coming on because I know there's young people that's listening in, and by you coming on
that's
and speaking the way you did tonight. I know some young person is listening also and realize even if they could be going through right now, but if they believe and by faith and prayer, everything's going to work out all right in their behalf.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
it will.
Yes, it will. So we just have to keep on keeping on and keep on praying for one another. We got to pray without ceasing. We got
Amen.
To just keep on.
We got to pray for our young kids.
We got to pray for everybody.
Amen.
For our
faith, that's right.
For everybody. You know, this it's not a prayer for a certain sector of people. We got to pray for everybody.
Amen.
Yeah, you're right. Young and old.
Everybody.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And our babies and whatnot, we got to pray. We got to keep our babies in prayer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We got to watch over them because the enemy is running rampant. But see, the enemy is on his job, but see, we on our job. We got to be on ours. He on his.
Amen. Amen.
Say that thing.
What do you say, Elder James?
Yo, preach that thing now. Go ahead. Finish out what you said then.
But we have to, we just have to continue on and serve the true and living God. Not these little gods, not the ones you sit up on a shelf and whatnot, ones walking around talking about they God. No, we serve the true and living God.
Mm-mm. Yes, we do.
That's abomination.
You know, and I even remember when I think back, I remember when my kids was coming up, I think back, Elder James, how they had a thing called the 5 percenters.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, 5% is 5% of what? And they was called gods and young gods. And what? You know, but I mean, I guess they were serving, with the God they were serving wasn't the God I was serving.
Amen.
No.
You know, and I think about how we you know, people can just take and just make a God out of anything.
My Lord.
That's right.
You know, they make a God out of it. And anything you worship and worship and praise so much, that becomes your God.
Yes, and God said don't put nobody before him.
Don't put nobody before him. And see, we will do that. People will do that. They will sit down and they will praise somebody and they will lift somebody up and they will make them as their God. But there ain't but one God.
Amen.
And I stand on his word because, you know, when I think about where I came from and whatnot, I think about how I used to be, I know there has to be a God that served me because man didn't do this.
Amen.
Man didn't turn my life around because if it was left up to man, I wouldn't even be here today.
Amen.
You know, so I thank God because I knew if it had not been for him on my side, God knows to think where I would be today.
Ooh-wee.
You know, so I thank him and I praise him. And if I have to do it by myself, I'm going to do it by myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, like you said, Evangelist Davis, when it's time to leave here, I'm going to leave here by myself.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
so
you will.
I got to stand this test by myself, and I got to prepare myself for that soon and coming King. But, you know, I don't know when he's coming. I don't know when I'm leaving here. But they say, be ye ready.
I
have to be ready and get myself and carry myself in order. So I ain't going to let no devil in hell. You know, I ain't letting no devil in hell pull me back.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I'm going to keep on keeping on doing what I have to do.
But when I was in high school, you know, I used to sit at the lunch table and pray before I even eat it. And, you know, you have, you know, other people that stare at you that don't even know what you're doing, just looking on like you're weird. You know, I never was embarrassed to show that I love God. No.
Come on, darling.
My mom raised me right.
Yeah.
She would pray with me. You know, she would try to teach me how to read the Bible and explain what's going on. You know, my mom, no. She took me to church. No. You know, I grew up different. So I understand what you mean. Yeah, I agree with that.
See?
And see, that's where it starts. It starts in the home.
Home. And it spreads abroad. It says charity begins at home and spreads abroad.
That's right.
So, you know, teaching your child at home, you'll remember.
Yeah.
What your mother and your father teaching you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, see, the life that your mother was living, You want to imitate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said tonight, speak for you. So your children can see
and
what
then,
you're
doing. And you know
doing.
What I realized? When you pray, too, you attract others, too. You notice that? God have you to pray for other people, too, as well, and teaching them. Because I taught some of my friends, and, you know. Now, this day, we're still best friends from middle school. I know friends that I have over 12, 15 years, and, you know, they were not into going to church, but they would come to my events at church and, you know, support me. So they were good friends, and I felt like they're family to me. So,
amen.
They can, you know, God can attract other people that are positive, too, and you can help them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe.
Well, yeah, because you have people, they never go to church, but they see the lifestyle that you live.
Yes.
And by looking at your lifestyle, looking at how you live, it'll encourage them to want to see, you know, well, I know she's going through something, or I know that everything's not going all right, but she's always happy. She always have a pleasant smile. She always have a good word. She always have, you know, a loving spirit. So then that draws them to you to want to know, you know, the God that you're serving.
Yes, go ahead. That's right. Amen, honey. Amen. Preach. Yeah. People watching you that's not, you don't believe watching you. Oh, yeah. You may not even know, but they're watching you by the way you live and carry yourself. Oh, yeah. That's right. God put people in your path. Or in your life that will help guide you through every situation and circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got to keep on, you keep on doing what you're doing. Because, see, people are good sitting back waiting for somebody to fall down. They're good to want to bring your past up to you.
Yeah.
Want to say, oh, I remember. But, see, when you keep on and you carry yourself in a way, that only thing they can say, well, wow, Sierra's like that. I wonder how she got like that. She seemed to be happy. I want to get like her. And then they want to join
That's
on
right.
too and become a part. So you keep on doing what you're doing. Let your light shine so they can see your good work. And then your baby sees what's going on.
Yes.
And everything your mother has taught you and has raised you up, how she raised you up, she sees it now. She can see where her blessing's coming from with the things that she has instilled in you.
Amen.
And you can pass it on to somebody, then you pass it on to your baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, my daughter likes to pray. Yeah, and she's 5 years old. And she likes to pray. She does.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
She does. She believes. Because
she hears it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does. And I read her the scriptures. You know, even though she can't read, she's still learning. It's taking slow process, but I'm praying. And
we all learn.
It's going to work
out.
Learn. She's learning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We all take time.
Mm-hmm. Born in something
like
you want to say?
Right.
No, I was just sitting here listening.
It's nothing I want to say.
You know, I was just listening. I think I'm going to listen tonight.
You going to listen tonight?
Yeah.
Brother Lev, you always got something to say now.
I don't. Like, my head is so, everything is so confused in my head right now. You know, it's like
everything is just all
over the place.
We need to God while we're all here together.
Yeah, I got to pray on it.
Yeah, because that ain't nothing but the work of the enemy. And
I don't know why I just can't. My mind is just, I mean, like everything that's in my head is just scrambled all around now. You know, and you know, my head is usually never like this. You know, so that's why I'm just listening. You know. Trying to, get what I can get, you know, from what everybody else is saying.
Elder James.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you take us to prayer?
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We come to you one more time tonight, Lord God.
Jesus.
To thank you for what you're already doing, Lord God. We want to thank you for the word that came forth in our lives tonight, Lord God. We want to thank you for the faith that brought us through this moment, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
We want Lord God Almighty, for all you are in our lives, Lord God. So we come before you to say hallelujah tonight, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
You take every mind, heart, and soul tonight, Lord God. Let your word fall flow to them, Lord God, down from the crown of their head to their soul and their feet. Let the word touch their heart, Lord God, shape and mold them for the people that you have them to be, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is your night, and these are your people, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Let the word be, Lord God, that they can walk in your will every day through every circumstance and every situation, Lord God.
Thank
so tonight
you,
we bless your holy name, Lord God. Because this is about you, God, in your kingdom, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we're standing on your word for all things, my Father.
Yes, God.
We know you all beginning and the end, and that you're all in between. Lord God Almighty. So we lift your name to the world, Lord God Almighty, and let them know that we belong to you.
Thank
you. Call to us. Because no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance,
yes,
we can stand on your word, Lord God. No matter what comes our way, no matter how life may attack us, God, we can stand on your word tonight, Lord God.
Thank you.
So, Lord God, all our and all is in you, Lord God.
Thank you.
So we say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How we just praise your name. Let me never be before, Lord God Almighty. So right now, Lord God Almighty, ask you to bless every person in the sound of my voice, Lord God. Bless them. You know what need to be done in everybody's life, Lord God. So right now, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we say, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you.
Of our Lord and Master. And we say, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we're ready to go off, still have some time. If there's anybody else want to say anything tonight before we go off, we will be back on again on next Friday night. At 11:15, we'll be coming back on, and we're so thankful, so grateful to have this time allotted to us from the Gale Show.
Amen.
We appreciate everything. We take nothing for granted. We thank God for being in the midst and for Him taking care to set this time aside for us. And it's a blessing. And I pray tonight that someone, somewhere, that was listening in, that received the word tonight, and if they're going through, if they just turn it over to God and have the faith to believe that He's going to hear and He's going to answer their prayer.
Yes, Lord God.
He'll do it. He will do it if you let Him.
Amen.
He's not a God that will lie.
Amen.
Do it. And He promised us in His word
that
what we need. He said that if we walk upright, He said that He would give us the desires of our heart. And He promised it to us. And I stand on tonight, I'm standing on His promises.
And
I even bring it, Elder James, I bring it back to Him sometime. I said, well, Lord, you know, you said this. I'm giving it back to you. You promised to do this for me. You said that you was going to do this. You said if I do something, you was going to do something.
Amen.
I bring His word back to Him because His word is true.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
So I let Him know that I remember your promises and I remember what you said.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank God because He's a God that never fails.
Amen.
Never fails.
Man
will fail you. Man will lie on you. Man will turn their back on you. Man will remember things that happened a long time ago, God don't remember nothing. He puts it in the sea. He throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. He don't bring it back up.
Oh, Lord God.
When he said it's finished, it's finished.
Amen.
And I thank him tonight. I thank him. I think so much about what he's done for me.
Yes.
What he and where
Amen.
He brought me from. I thank God for it. I thank God because God knows. I always say I wasn't fit to live nor fit to die. But he cared so much about me. And he saw something. And I thank God that he saw something in me.
Amen, amen.
That I was able to be here. And then he connects you with people.
Yes,
he
does.
Connects you with people and whatnot. They say in order to think like a lawyer, you got to be with lawyers. Well,
amen.
I'm with God's people. I'm with God's people. I'm with people that's thinking on the same terms that I'm thinking of. And wherever I'm falling short, I'm right. I'm in the midst where they can say, well, all right, no, this is the way. So it's a blessing.
Yes,
it's a blessing. It's a honor. I feel good. And I don't want to cut nobody off because it's just 12:26. If anybody else has something to say, we still have a little time. Somebody can say something, or everybody say something at once.
Well, I just say God is good. We know God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All the time and all the time, God is good.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And he's worthy to be praised. He's
all
the author and the finisher of our faith, so we know.
Yes, he is.
And we could just go to him anytime. You could go to the Lord and talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Isn't that a blessing? So you can go to him anytime. Sometimes you want to call somebody, talk, and they say, "Well, you got to call me back later."
Yeah.
But you can call God up anytime and talk to him. It don't matter. It don't matter what time of night it is.
Amen.
It don't matter whether you wake up in the middle of the night. You can call out to him, and he will hear you. But you can't call your friend.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know you done woke him up. Well, I'm tired. Oh, I got something to do. You know, but thank God he ain't never tired.
Amen, yes. Amen.
He ain't never
Amen.
Tired. And he's always got an ear. Whatever we got to say, he's right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a blessing. Elder James, let Sister James know that we missed her tonight.
Amen.
I'll let her know in the morning.
Yeah, we really missed hearing from her tonight and whatnot, and even her singing one of her songs for us tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
But let her know that, pardon
even
me?
Even though we haven't seen one another, we are fellowshipping together.
Amen.
And we are listening to one another. Because none of us know everything. I don't care who we are.
Right.
Or what we have. We are all supposed to be willing to listen to one another. Because we can grow by listening to one another.
Amen.
And we all want to talk about Jesus. God will make it plain to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I love what I can receive from what other people are saying. And when I can receive me to grow. So I didn't want to say that, and I'm finished for tonight.
Amen. Well, I just want to say, that in the song, right, the song, and I know everybody knows this song, and this is about faith, and it goes, we come this far by faith, leaning
on
the Lord. Trusting in his holy word, he never failed me yet, right? And, you know, and I was thinking about that just now, right? Because, you know, that's what it's about, you know. It's about putting your trust in him, you know, and he never failing you, you know.
Right.
That's what it's about. And, you know, and that's why, like, you know, when I do go through the changes that I go through, you know, that's why I read my Bible, you know, and I pick up other things, other things that coincide with my Bible, and I read them, you know, because, you know, it's like every day is a battle for me, you know, going through something every day. Like every day I wake up, every day God wake me up, you know, it's a battle with something, you know. I'm not saying that it's that everything is all bad, but everything ain't always all good.
Right.
You know? Brother
Larry.
You know, I battles with that, but then I bring it to God, you know. And like you said, like, you know, you could talk to God anytime you want to. Like, I'd be up in this house like 2-3 in the morning, you know, talking to God. You know. I'd be up in God.
I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah.
We have to leave now. And
okay.
And I just want to say, I want everybody else again tonight and whatnot. I thank you, Sierra.
It
could have
stayed on. It was okay.
And we're going to go off now. And it's been a real joy. I thank everybody that's listening in tonight. And we will be back next Friday.
And I will call y'all tomorrow if I can.
All right. Okay. And good night to everyone. Okay.
God bless.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Y'all had, excuse me, we have a gospel talk show at Friday night in New York. It will be on yet. Come on up with y'all.
Okay, that was Evangelist Felk and all the other callers. Thank you for tuning in tonight and speaking how you felt on your opinions. I really enjoyed it. I just hope that everybody that's listening will have a great weekend. Keep praying, like they said, have faith. That was their topic tonight, is to have faith and believe that God will work it out for you on your behalf if you continue to pray and have your own relationship with God. And that's true. I believe in that. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Gail Show. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I'm logging out. Good night.